I wanted to make a point. There were constitutional issues that were not discussed at that debate. Joe Biden will not bring up these questions, and nobody will ask him. But the Second Amendment is an issue. And since he did not say anything at that debate about what his intentions are for the Second Amendment, we can only go back at what his intentions were in the past. In the past, it was tax them, register them, and ban them, and they haven't got the guts to confiscate them yet. But since he has not upgraded his position, I voted for Donald Trump based on my Second Amendment rights only, because without Second Amendment, all the other rights go bye-bye. So any gun owner, Republican, Democrat, or independent, if you vote for Joe Biden without knowing what his position is on the Second Amendment, then he's coming for your guns. And then the question is, what are you going to do when he does? Have a nice day, Kevin.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call. We're going to get to more calls coming up a little bit later and give you an opportunity to sound off on what you heard and what you saw. We carried the debate right here on AM 670 KMZQ, and we'll get to more calls coming up in just a minute. Coming up, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. He was there with us last night partying at Rhythm Kitchen, and he has also been busy today. And he is filing suit. He is going forward with what we talked with Joe Gloria about, because he had said on the air the other day that I'm in the process of filing suit against Joe Gloria. And I'm like, oh, really? And we talked with Joe Gloria about that just a few minutes ago. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
I just checked the traffic cams, and we are getting some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour as you head northward. You're going to be tapping the brakes there around Hacienda 15 North. Also, look for slow flows 15 south at Spring Mountain. Got a crash at the Spaghetti Bowl. That's 15 southbound at the 95. That's there on the off-ramp. Also, moderate flows on the Beltway as you work your way through the Henderson area. 215 west at Valley Verde. Those lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15, beginning northbound, right about Cheyenne, and southbound 15 at Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
Mountain West football tomorrow. UNLV is set to begin their season. They are going to play in Carson, California against San Diego State. Also coming up tomorrow, Nevada. They are at home against Wyoming. The other Mountain West matchups tomorrow, Utah State at Boise State. Hawaii goes to Fresno State. Air Force going to San Jose State. New Mexico State and Colorado State was canceled because of the coronavirus. The Raiders had their game moved out of the Sunday night position. They're now going to play the Cardinals in the late afternoon spot coming up on Sunday.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, did we have some fun last night or what at Rhythm Kitchen, the presidential debate watch party. It was absolutely incredible. The president was amazing. Let's see what Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, thought of it all. Michael, it was a lot of fun last night. Thank you very much for hosting. And tell me what you thought of the performance of the president. I thought it was dialed down and it was perfect.
Yeah, Kev, first of all, thanks for having me on, man. I want to thank you for last night. You were amazing. This is a great plan. We've done it, 3 years now, 4 years
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you've been in. Your listeners are phenomenal. They come out, sold out house. It was fantastic. So on a lot of these, I want to thank everybody who came out. But the president was phenomenal. I mean, when you look at he definitely won the debate last night. He's a tactician, so I think you saw the one Donald Trump that knows that he's going to get things done and he's going to do everything he can for the American people. And this Donald Trump, you saw him, he said, "Okay, Joe, you want to talk?" He let Joe Biden talk, and look what happened. Joe Biden started sagging over himself. He got himself way over his skis. You know, he got caught in 3 or 4 different lies.
Well, and by the way, he kissed away Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, any fracking communities, and more communities are relying on fracking. He just kissed them goodbye.
Right. It was amazing to watch it. To watch what he did. I mean, it was just he let Joe Biden really define who he was. You know, with Senator Harris. You know, one thing you have to look at also is it's such a lie, it's a scam. You know, Senator Harris called Joe Biden a huge racist. She says he's done more harm to the black community than any other elected official with his laws that he passed, the speeches that he made back all the time he was in the Senate. So now all of a sudden they're partners in crime, and she's saying he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't call him a racist and talk about his bad record, and then go forward. Then we cut both of them lying, saying, "Well, we're not against fracking," when they earlier said they were against fracking, both of them.
God, it's just amazing. You were on the show with us the other day, and you promised us that you would be watching Joe Gloria and Barb Zagaski very closely with the AB4 stuff, the ballot harvesting, the mail-in votes. And now we understand that you have followed through and you have filed suit. Have you filed papers yet?
Yes, we did. And there was, of course, today. You know, we asked for transparency. We asked more people to see the polls. We wanted to be hold everybody accountable. We want to make sure that Joe Gloria, who is supposed to submit a plan April 15th and up till April 20th or April 19th, October 19th, he still hadn't done anything yet. So I think where you're looking right now, it's the point where we were able to say we're fighting for all Nevada. This isn't about Republicans. This is about Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, and Democrats. They're saying your votes don't count. Your votes are being stolen. You know, if they can ramrod stuff through like they do in Chicago, you know, you got dead people voting. You got people that don't even live here voting. We got people with no addresses voting. That's a major problem.
Let me just ask you, we're now 11 days away from Election Day. Early voting is underway. I voted the other day. And a lot of people are going to say, well, what can you get out of a lawsuit now? Can you get anything changed? Can you get votes thrown out or what?
No, there's a lot we can do. Look, it's a matter of holding the press to say we want to be able to observe. This is supposed to be a fair process. We know for a fact we don't get a fair shake with Joe Glory. We know for a fact that everything he's done at the hands of the Democrats. He's a total Democrat opposite. You saw it in the primary with what he pulled. He's lockstep with what the legislature did, the Democratic legislature, the Democratic governor that's ruined the state. And you have to, you know, a lot of the county commissioners, a lot of Alva County commissioners are governors or Democrats. So, you know, it's no slam against them. I do full disclosure that a lot of them are my friends, but it's disgusting what's happening right now for them to even let it happen. This is not America. They're just trying to ramrod and slam through their own side. They know for a fact if it's straight up, Kevin, we win. They know for a fact with all the people and the motivation that the president has brought and what they have done, this is no different than 2014, when we come together, we have the motivation, we win.
What are you asking the court to do?
All we really want is transparency. That's what I want more than anything, is to have transparency.
That means more poll watchers or what?
I'd like to have more, allow us to have more access, more poll watchers, something that's reasonable. They keep hiding behind the Corona 19. We came up with a plan that said, look, we'll put cameras in there. They don't like that plan. We come up with alternatives for everything to be fair and transparent. That's all we want. We want to be able to hold accountable for people's actions to make sure that they're able to do it. So based on all this, we want to make sure that we have the opportunity to have more people in the polls, allow them to watch it, and be able to come through.
What are you... So in other words, you're looking for, in this election cycle, for a judge to say, allow poll watchers into polling places, and that could begin as early as whenever you can get in front of a judge, which brings up the question, so when can you get a judge to talk to you?
Well, I think what we have right now, Brian Hardy filed it on behalf of the Trump campaign, myself, Nevada Republican Party. All we're looking for is meaningful observation. And I think any reasonable judge is going to allow that. They're going to say, you know what, there's nothing wrong with that as far as what's going forward. Well, when you're held out of the polls, we want to make sure that there's other things in the lawsuit they're suing for. For me personally, I want to say, you know, I have poll workers. I've been down there. We've done it. And I will tip my hat to Joe Glory. He's allowed me to come in and do some things that we were able to go in and watch. But overwhelmingly, we're getting shut out. You know, it's like me watching you from my office in the studio. I mean, they're just so far away, you can't have it. So you have to have meaningful observation. That's what one thing we're looking for. And, Kevin, that's not so egregious. We're not asking for something that's out of the ordinary. And I'd have to agree to it. So Brian Hardy, he was in court, I believe, at 2 o'clock today. You know, we want to know that there was a plan submitted. I heard rumors, back channels, there was a plan that was submitted to the Secretary of State. She approved it. I haven't seen it. But I think it's just basically to say, you know what, you have to allow the process to be fair. We don't want a rigged election. This is not Chicago. And that's not too much to ask. So we're holding everybody accountable, like I told you. You know, we intend to take this with the highest level in court, the highest court in the land. And we want to move forward and hold people accountable for what they're doing.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. He's filing suit. Is the suit going beyond Joe Gloria? Does it touch Barbara Zagafsky or others?
Yes.
Can you tell me who else?
It goes all the way to Secretary of State and Clark County. So this is something where we have to have people doing their jobs, holding people accountable for their jobs, for their actions. And that doesn't mean if you have an R behind your name, we're not going to give you an out. We want to make sure that everybody has accountability in this. If you want to be a Secretary of State, you have to be accountable for all Nevadans, not just the Democrats. So we intend to hold bring that forward. You know, Barbara Sagassi's a friend, been a longtime friend. So it bears me no good arms to say I have to sue a friend of mine, but at the end of the day, we have to have a fair election. And that means if we don't get a fair process, we're moving forward. For me to ask for that, Kevin, and this is what I ask for, fair and transparency. That's all I want. I want fair observation. I want total transparency. I don't know anybody that would deny that. Any reasonable judge would not deny that.
What have you seen through the first week of early voting? It'll be a week tomorrow. What have you seen at polling places that bothers you?
Well, I mean, we can't get a fair observation when we're looking at, you know, I'm looking from you, like looking at your studio and I'm in my office. I mean,
yeah.
I'm being very egregious with that. But, no, when I'm 40 feet away and I can't see people that are opening envelopes or what they're doing, if there's any shenanigans. Well, I want to see if it goes into this vault. Who has access to the vault? Who goes in and out of the vault? Who has the key to the vault? That's reasonable explanation that they should allow. The other thing was to make sure that, you know, we have people that are getting thrown out. We've identified our Republicans by lanyards and who they wear, so we know for a fact that's one of our observers, that's a Democrat. That's not to say we shouldn't be allowed that. Well, they're throwing some of our people out. They're targeting our voters. So we intend, our observers, we intend to bring that up at the court. It's one of these issues where they're playing unfair rules, and it's not anybody who's listening to your show right now cannot say that we're being paranoid. When you saw what happened to the legislature 90 days before the election, they changed the entire process. So it's on their rules. They make it that it's no longer a felony if you get caught cheating. I mean, that's, you're setting yourself up as a very suspicious act. And then this happens where we can't have full transparency. So, you know, I'll take it to the Supreme Court if we have to. But this is not something we're going to go down without a fight, because forget Republican, Democrat. This is about all Nevadans. This is where I'm fighting for all Nevadans, because this should not happen in this day and age with all the technology we have to make sure that we have a fair and open process.
We have gone just about a week into early voting. What are you seeing in the numbers? Anything surprising? Are you optimistic still? Is Nevada still in play?
Absolutely. 1,000%. I think people getting out to vote, more Republicans are going out early. Normally we're traditional election day voters. I can tell you I'm very, very surprised, and I'm very happy with the independents that have come out, with the libertarians that have come out, that have reached out to us. They've left the parties, certain parties, because they don't like the actions of certain elected officials. They're coming out, they're voting Republican, they're voting for Donald Trump. They're picking more Republicans, Democrats. I mean, they're going down the ballots. But, you know, I'm talking maybe 50 or 100 people I've talked to. It's in that range.
Yeah.
That are not with it. And their motivation is very strong. All of them are voting for the president. All of them are coming strong for Donald Trump and Mike Pence, because they know for a fact the failed leadership the Democrats are going to provoke is horrible. All you got to do is look inside your state. Look what comes out of the Capitol.
Yeah.
Governor Sisolak has done nothing for the state but crash it. So many of us are unemployed. So many of us can't feed our families. There's no work. The strip's shutting down. And every time he doesn't like something, he's going to shut it down again.
Hey, Michael, I'm running short on time. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and thanks for all of your support down through the years. We'll continue to play this out 11 days to Election Day. Thanks so much, my friend.
God bless, man. God bless you, listeners. Thank you, sir.
And have a great weekend. No weekends, though, in politics when it comes to a presidential election. That's Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role is to fairly and impartially apply the law as written. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Albertson.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love it. Last night was amazing. And coming up in our next hour, we're going to have some call-in time for you, because I want to gauge your reaction, what you saw. Or if what you saw comports with what I saw, which was I thought the president was dialed back and he was perfect. Were there things I wish he had said? I wish when they started talking about Black Lives Matter that he would have pivoted into the violence, the Antifa. Mr. Vice President, will you please condemn Antifa by name, please? Or his defense of cops. Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, in our last debate, you couldn't come up with one endorsement from a police organization. Can you do it now? I mean, I was hoping he would do that and say, well, at the last debate, you couldn't off the top of your head, figure out what the deal was. Can you do it now? I love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is the day we celebrate every week, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell him Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Many voters are getting a mail ballot for this election. When you do, carefully follow the directions to vote and make sure you sign the outside of the envelope here. Then put it in the mail or bring it to a ballot drop-off box. And do this soon so we receive it in time to be counted. For anyone who would rather vote in person, we will have regular polling places open during early voting and on election day. So this election is up to you. Mail it in, drop it off, or go vote in person. It's your choice. Don't lose your voice. Vote. Brought to you by Clark County.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role is to fairly and impartially apply the law as written. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the Committee to Elect Albertson.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, I want to talk to you about the election for just a minute. While it is true that the top of the fight card is the presidential election, we all saw the debate last night, the races that really most directly affect our lives are what we call the undercard, what they call the down ballot elections. Now, if you don't think who we send to Carson City, as an example, doesn't directly affect us, consider the last legislative session. We had only one Republican vote, as an example, to protect us from increased taxes. We need to take back our legislature and to back our president. President Trump has kept his promises, and he's told us in Nevada the way it is when he said that if he doesn't play for the Washington establishment, it's because he's not a politician, but was elected to fight for us. Now, what we can do for him is to vote and vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that. Early voting has already started. Get out there and vote for Republicans who will do what the president said he would do. This announcement has been paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party. Stick around. More to do as we continue. One of the things we're going to do in our next hour, get the perspective of Michael Schaus. He is communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And I'll find out what he thought about last night's debate. I'll just tell you, I thought it was spectacular. Objectionable as many people found the first debate, they loved Trump last night. I loved Trump last night. I thought he was great in the first debate. I thought he was even better in this debate. And I think he scored more points. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses, local